Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. I hope you're having a wonderful and blessed season. Just remember, God really got you. Today, we're going to be talking about the Lord and how He is so good. God will literally supply all of your needs, everything. And you know what's so beautiful about the journey with the Lord? Yes, it has its ups and downs, but one thing about it is God will never leave nor forsake you. On my journey, I've been to some places, and where I'm at is only by God's grace and mercy. And I try to give God as much grace. I can't give God grace, but I try to give God as much thanks for what He does in my life, because I know I wouldn't be here without Him. If it wasn't for Him, I would not be here. And I'm so grateful for that, because I done been through some things and I done did some things that I know were not pleasing unto the Lord. But somehow he still sees my value. He still sees the light in me, which He placed it all in me to begin with. And I think that's beautiful. Everything that you need, God has it, and He can give unto you, and He supplies it for you. Sometimes it's simple as just, thank you, Lord. And you never know what will show up on your path. That is what you need, right? Sometimes we always get like caught up in what we want or what we think we need, and we forget what God is already providing for us, whether that is, you know, the simple things, the basics, right? Shelter, food, water. He supplies our needs through love. The family that surrounds us, the people that are around us. He brings things on our path that we need in the time that we need it. And that's how I know when I truly need something, because it'll just show up. I won't even have to ask for it. And that's the beauty about serving the Lord, is He will always provide what you need. And sometimes not what you want, but what you need. And I remember this one day, and I'll just give you like a little short example. I had received this box, and inside the box was a whole bunch of the Word. And I read it and I utilized it, and I read every little card inside the box. And one day, that same day, ironically, God has sent someone on my path to let me know that, like, sometimes God will bring things on your path that are meant for other people, right? And I didn't know what it meant at that time, but that day I was just like, okay, I'll hold on to that, put that in my heart. And it came up like a couple weeks later, and I was putting together like a gift basket for one of my loved ones. And I was like, what can I put into this just to add more value to it? Because I'm a very sentimental person. I'm the type of person that I give gifts from the heart. And so it's everything I do is very symbolic in a sense. And so I was looking for like that kind of like cherry on top for this gift set that I was putting together. And I came across that box, and I'm like, you know what? This person could really benefit from the Word that is in this box. I utilized it. I used it. I got what I need to get from it. And now sharing is caring. That's a real lesson. And so I put the box inside the gift package, and then I gave it to that person. And over the course of a couple of months, that person began to call me, and they would just tell me, they gave me a good report each time. And they would let me know, like, this, the cards that were in that box is just what they needed. And it touched my spirit and my soul every time I would hear it, because I'm like, wow, God, wow, you are really good, and you work in mysterious ways. Because I thought it was really for me, you know? But to hear what that person was saying, and shout out to this person, I love this person with my whole mind, body, and soul, as if they are God. I'm not saying they're God, but I see God in them. I love them so much, and just to hear the good report, it just was like, wow, God, like, sometimes I may not understand your plan and how you do things, but it is part of your plan, and I think that's just beautiful. And so on their journey, it was what they needed, you know? And I'm just using like this example to show, like, you never know what you're doing in your life, the things that you do, whether small or big, how it affects other people and how you show up on their path, because it might be exactly what they need. Whether you're a person of great creativity, whether you're painting, drawing, singing, creating something, right? How that little bit of light or whatever you're doing, how it's going to affect somebody on their journey. And it may be exactly what they need in the time that they need it in. And I just think that's so beautiful. And the way God uses us all, and He has that ability to use us all. And I think this is so cool, because there's been times on my path where I'm like, Lord, I need you. and something to show up right on time. Whether it's a song on a playlist, whether it's a scripture that I come across, whether it's a person with an encouraging message of love and hope, whether it is just family members supporting me with their love, or someone just simply sending me a text message and asking me how I'm doing, it just shows up when I need it. And I know it's all because of God. Like, God will literally touch a person's soul, heart, mind to, you know, aid to you, honestly. And you know what's so beautiful? On my journey, where I've been learning so heavily, is that love helps love, like, for real. When you're in those spaces of darkness, understand that love always wins. And everyone that is truly carrying love and has love within them, they want to see you do good just as much as they want to see themselves do good. Because that's love. You know, love helps. Love doesn't, you know, suppress. That's fear. That's different. But love helps. And so wherever there's love on your path, we all got a need for love, right? It's going to show up. And whether that comes through a song or a person just verbally, whatever it is, you know, whatever you need is going to show up on your path. And I just think that's so beautiful. I mean, I think a lot of things are beautiful. God is beautiful, straight up. And when you see God on your path, you just see his love and how evident it is in every single way and every single space. And it's beautiful. It really is. But let's turn it over to more scripture based conversation. I'm going to be reading Philippians 4:19, and it reads, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." This is so beautiful and so simple. See, God loves us so much that he would never want us to want for nothing, need for nothing. And this is actually a promise. So earlier in Philippians, it reads, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And simple, you know, when you're seeking after the Lord, and I try to do this every day when I wake up, is just like, go just read his word, you know, just see what God has to say, what his word says, seeking after him and his face continually. First thing I do in the morning, whether that's through prayer or through literally, you know, studying the word of God and getting the scripture, seeking the kingdom of the Lord first. And then that's his promise to supply your needs, to add everything that you need unto you, whatever you are seeking, whatever you need. And sometimes, you know, asking you shall receive. So maybe you might get blessed with a want. You know, if you're, I ain't gonna tell you where you are with God, but like, I know where I'm in, when I'm in a good place with God. I'll just say that to use myself, because my wants will also be met as just as much as my needs. And that's a pretty cool space to be with the Lord, when your ways please him to the point where he even blesses you with what you want. Because when you are, I guess, in that good space with God, I call it that, in his purpose, in his will, right? The things that you want align with the things that God wants for you too. So he's, you know, he's more than open and welcoming to bless you with those things that you seek. It's only when we're in the permissive will, which is God's will still, but kind of what I like to call the freak side. You know, that's where all the theories and the crazy stuff happen. It's in God's will and there's a plan in it. But most of the time it's designed to bring you closer to him and to have you to go into surrenderance with him, honestly. Because on that side, it's a lot of throwing stuff on the wall and seeing what sticks. And a lot of the time, a lot of stuff don't stick. And those things have to fall away because they're not based in truth and in love. And anytime I call it, it's the walk of duality, whatever you want to call it. But in that space, you know, God will still supply your needs and less of your wants, because a lot of the wants are not in alignment with his truth and his word and what he actually wants for your life. So even there in that space, and I don't mean to go in that direction, but just being honest, God will still supply your needs, whether that is food, shelter, encouragement, light, or love. You know, it's still, you're going to get those things there. But on the other side of that, there is God's purposeful will. And when we're walking in his purposeful will, he tends to show out for us a little bit more. But that's not here or there. He loves us all. We are all God's children. So he's going to love you regardless of where you're at. I just had to bring that up because that's true. Back to the scripture. God shall is irrevocable. So that means there's nothing that's going to stop him supplying your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Understand that when you are on a walk with the Lord, you are serving the King of the universe. which means that man is abundant, okay? He got everything. Whether you need some water, some word, a full meal of the word, whether you need something on the financial side. And I think it's so funny because, like, prosperity spiritually has nothing to do with, like, natural prosperity. And this is, like, I guess, understanding words and everything that has to go into that, because, you know, there's always a spiritual to a natural counterpart. And a lot of the times we focus more on that natural side than the spiritual. And to know, like, true abundance and true prosperity is to know there, it has nothing really to do with, like, a physical thing, right? But everything to do with going on the inside. When I think of prosperity and abundance, I'm thinking more on the side of health, vitality, life, an abundance of goodness, an abundance of grace, okay? An abundance of mercy. That's abundance. When all the days of my life, goodness and mercy are following me, that's abundance to me. So I think it's funny, or not funny, but I think it's just noteworthy to see what side or what side you're defining things on. Because if you're defining it on the natural side more than the spiritual, you're going to have, like, a certain mindset towards things and thinking, like, when you pray for prosperity, it's going to show up in the sign in dollar signs. You know what I'm saying? Instead of showing up in true prosperity. So that's just something, I guess, to be aware of, and something that I often, like, ask myself, like, Lord, when I'm praying for certain stuff, you know, I'm in my natural body, my flesh, of course, I'm thinking it's going to show up a certain way, but God is supplying you in a whole different way spiritually. You know, asking for strength, you know, you may think you're asking for that natural body strength to move a car or something, but God supplies that strength spiritually, where you can take down giants by praying, that type of strength, that type of power. So it all comes differently on the other side of the scale, if you're really thinking about it. And this is how you know when you're truly rich, truly abundant, truly prosperous, because it's in the way you're the way you walk. You got a different glow, you got a different mindset. You know, for me, earlier on, I was asking God for let me tell you, back in 2020 and even before, I was asking God for some stuff. Whew. And then I had the nerve to be mad about it when it showed up in a different way. That's a whole different story. But when it did show up, I eventually came to a place of being grateful for it, because I realized that, like, everything I asked for, God gave to me. He just gave it. He gave it in a way that I didn't perceive. You know, sometimes our minds have this thing of being limited. Hey, go check out, I gotta plug myself. Go check out God Has No Limits podcast episode. I don't remember what episode it is, but that is a dope episode. But our minds can be very limited, and God is limitless. So sometimes what we perceive or what we think is something is not what it really is. That's just true. And so God will supply things for us and bring things on our path. And we're over here in our flesh or in our limited brain being like, God, this is not what I asked for. I'm looking for this and that and that. And God's like, child, I give you something much better. You got vitality, you're alive, you're breathing, you got mercy and grace on your life. You got the blood of Jesus Christ on your side. Get up and walk. But we sometimes be like a little child. You know, I'm a child of God, so sometimes I act like a child. And I'm like, God, it's like, let's break it down. Okay, so maybe we're gonna go real elementary with it. So back in the day, when I was a kid, I used to love me some McDonald's. I don't know why in the world I love McDonald's so much. I used to love me some chicken nugget, okay? Give me a good chicken nugget with some fry. Actually, no. Don't give me the fry. Give me some apple slices, okay? Give me the apple slices. I was that type of kid. So I wanted me a Happy Meal all the time. And I used to get a Happy Meal all the time, right? God used to give me the Happy Meal, or at least bless my parents to give, you know, me the Happy Meal. And then one day, I start to transition into a teenager, and it started to taste different. And I'm like, well, I don't like this. Something is weird about this. This is not what I want. And God, I'm gonna give credit to God. He changed my appetite, where I no longer desired McDonald's. I thought that was it. I thought that was the best meal on the planet. And then all of a sudden, I started to get into my fruits and vegetables. And it's been there the whole while, right? You know, everybody's like, eat your veggies, eat your fruits, good for you, right? I used to hear that all the time. But as a kid, I ain't want no fruits and vegetables. Give me a Happy Meal, okay? With sweet and sour sauce on the side. But my taste buds started to change. And my eyes and my senses and everything got opened up to the abundance of good stuff for me, like fruit and vegetables. and I began to slowly transition there. And now fast forward all the way now in my big age of, I think I'm 24. I don't even know my age. 24, soon to be 25, right? God has now completely 360 my whole life where I don't even eat fast food. I'm a pescatarian. That's my primary diet. And so I'm eating a lot of seafood and a lot of fruits and vegetables. So my diet is very healthy. And that is abundance to me. I was getting abundance of Happy Meals back in the day, but it wasn't doing nothing but causing me to slow down, especially mentally. But then God, he led my heart in a different direction, more towards him, I guess, in a sense. And those same things that I wanted, or, you know, because food is a need. As long as you're in a flesh suit or a body, that's what I like to call it, you're going to need a little meal for energy here and there. And so I was eating that type of meal, but there was a whole abundance of this other food that I could have been eating. But the whole point is, like, natural to spiritual. I was so focused on that natural side that I was missing out on the spiritual counterpart, which was the good stuff, the fruits, the vegetables, the stuff that was actually bringing life to my body instead of, unfortunately, death. And this is like, I'm trying to wrap it all together. Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me. But it's like, sometimes we feed on that natural thing more than the spiritual thing. And this is something that God is like, all right, you know, you can eat that natural meal, but I got this spiritual meal over here that's going to be much more benefit and really going to supply your needs. It's really more about the spiritual than it will ever be about the natural, because the natural is so temporary and almost inconsistent that it will fade eventually. But what is spiritual, what is true, will always be. And there's nothing that can change that. And so this is why, for me, like, focusing on the spiritual side, making sure that I'm reading the word of God, or at least trying to get input of light somewhere in my daily walk, I know that my needs are being met. For a season, I would say the Lord's Prayer every single day. And why? Because one, I was trying to spirit by the Spirit. There's a part in the Lord's Prayer where he asks his God to supply him with his daily bread. So, you know, Lord, what is it? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. So for me, on a spiritual side, I'm asking God to provide the bread of life, the word of God, to provide that for me. Give us this day our daily bread. Every day God's got something for you. He got a need, or he got a supply of glory by Christ Jesus for you. And it's infinite, it's rich. His word is rich, his life is rich. What God has for you is rich. That means it's abundant. There's plenteous of it, plentifulness, okay? It's a lot, plenty of life, plenty of love, plenty of light, okay? God got all that, and he can supply that to you if you turn to him. That's it. I mean, that's like the simple way of putting it. But taking it back to the whole point of, like, the little story I shared. Back in the day, I was feeding on the wrong thing. Okay, simplified version. But when God starts to get in, his light starts to get in, a little bit of his love, here a little, bear a little, start to get in, I start to go, okay, let me eat a little bit more of that good stuff on this side, on that spiritual side. Let me eat a little bit more word. Let me eat a little bit more of this. Let me eat a little bit more fruit. You know, waking up with some grapes in my mouth. Let me get some of this. Let me get some of that. Right? Now, fast forward, I can see how God has completely shifted my life mentally, spiritually, and physically, because no longer do I even want to eat that natural counterpart. Now it's like the natural, I don't even want that, I just want the spiritual part of it. And I'm not saying that's gonna happen for everybody. Everyone's journey is different, path is different, but that's the path that God took me on. And I think it's just like lighthearted example, that's why I brought up, you know, being a little kid and wanting a Happy Meal, but then transitioning into an adult and knowing, like, hey, I really have some fruits and vegetables, because that's where it's at. Okay. And a mango is good, and so is a banana. All the people who hate bananas out there, y'all are missing out, because listen here, the fruit that grows closer to the sun, okay, the fruit in the trees is where it's at. So make sure you get you a banana, a mango, and everything that else is in the sky. You know, some coconuts, all of that, okay? I don't trust the soil of this earth no more. I'm just playing, but seriously, just bringing it back to the word of God. Like, God will supply all of your needs. It doesn't matter what you're going through, when you're going through it. God knows every season. He knows every outcome. He knows how you are, how you're going to be in every season. He knows it all. He's seen the plan. He knows the plan. He created the plan. And when you think you're not in alignment with his plan, throw your hands up and go, Lord, I don't know what your plan is, but I know you got one. Because at the end of the day, trust me, he's countered in everything. He knows how you was going to be, how you was going to act, what you was going to do. And he knows you're in good seasons. I had the chance to sit down with one of my spiritual mothers and fellowship with her about some things that was going on in my personal life. And she was telling me about the fullness of the season. And like a flower, it blooms when it's supposed to bloom. You know, there's nothing you can do to make a flower bloom. You can add some water here, you know, give it a little bit of sunlight. But at the end of the day, God is what's causing that flower to bloom, right? He knows when the flower gonna bloom. He knows when the flower gonna die. He knows all of that. So, of course, we can do our part and nurture it, you know, water it here and there, make sure it gets its light, all of that, its nutrients. But at the end of the day, God is gonna be the one that makes it come into full bloom. So our spiritual conversation had everything to do with where I was and just allowing God to wait on God, because waiting on God, you know, he will supply everything that I need, whether that's light, whether that's everything. We're not going into details with that. And that whole conversation touched me because I knew that it was orchestrated by God. You know, it wasn't anything in my own will, in a sense. It was everything in his will. And how everything played out in front of me was just beautiful because I needed it. And it was like talking to this is gonna sound conceited or something, I don't know, please don't take this the wrong way, but it was like talking to myself and a version of myself that is so much further on their journey. That's how it felt. And so I heeded to the wisdom because I knew it was true, and it was feeding me in a way that I needed spiritually, especially to get out of this whole present moment of like, I'm not where I want to be, this, that, and the third, and going, but I'm where God wants me to be, and that's all that matters. And at the time where I'm supposed to be there, that, and third, I'll be there because God put me there. So it helped me to be very present and to be grateful for what I have and the needs that are being met currently versus what I wanted, or, you know, like what I desire. Because just to know that, like, God is still at bare minimum, he's doing everything he's supposed to do. And God is a good God. All right. And he gave me a little bit extra. I'm always blessed just by being alive, you know. So I think that's the extras is everything else on top of that. Right. And just to be still and be like, God, thank you for supplying my needs. Before my wants and desires, you supply my needs. And that is really good. You know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Okay. You hear me? Hear me, hear me, hear me, hear me on that. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. So know that when you're wanting, chances are it's just the flesh, wanting this and that. Something very temporal, you know, it won't last because that's what the flesh is all about. It wants it when it wants it now, give it to me now. But here's the thing, when you sit still for a long enough time, you tend to not want something. You know, it kind of fades away, it goes away. That want or that desire, if it isn't rooted in truth and love, it's gonna pass away. You know something is, like, I guess, real when it'll come back to you, or it's still there. And that's like, that's something that I'm becoming more aware of in this season, is like, sometimes I want a pair of shoes, but instead of just going and going purchase a pair of shoes or like saving up to get the shoes, I'll wait like a couple months. I'll wait about 3 months. I'll wait 3 months. And if I still want the shoes and I can afford to get the shoes, I'll get the shoes. But if it's not even a thought in my mind, oh well, guess I never needed it to begin with. And that's kind of the way I function. I'm not telling nobody to do the same thing or anything, but just sharing you how I deal with wants versus my needs. And then when it comes to the needs, I just know automatically, like, God is going to supply it. If I'm thirsty in the morning, you know, I think I shared this on this podcast. So there would be times where I would, like, you know, wake up, and, you know, my stomach growling, feed me right now, feed me. And instead of, you know, getting up to go eat, I would just, you know, do my little studying, read the word of God. And all of a sudden, one of my parents would bust through the door with some food. If that ain't God, because that's love to me. I ain't have to get up. I ain't have to go do nothing. The food came to me. Okay. The meal came to me. Okay. It came to me. The water, everything, it came to me. I'd have to do nothing. I didn't have to move. All I had to do was sit there and be still and know that I am God. Know that God got it. God already got it. He operated. Okay, that's it. And right there, that's just evidence of God supplying all of our needs. That's it. I'm not going to say he do that for you, but he can. I know he can because I witnessed it, experienced it. But bringing it back to the word before we close it out. Again, the scripture reads Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Know that if you love Jesus Christ don't. He knows you. He loves you. He's got you. Regardless if you don't, he loves you anyway. And he's going to supply your needs because he loves you at the end of the day. And that's love. Unconditional. Unconditional love. That is the end of this podcast. I love you guys. I hope it made sense. I know I was rambling a lot throughout of it. I'm trying to get back into expressing. For a very long time, I felt suppressed, or I wasn't just able to just talk. Everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be like this. Don't mess up. Don't make a mistake. That was in my brain. But now I'm realizing, like, at the end of the day, I'm human, so I'm not going to be perfect. And as long as I'm expressing and sharing, I'm doing my purpose. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I love you, and God loves you. Have a beautiful and blessed day, night, or evening. And season. God bless you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you.